And this time on Culture File, our brand soothsayer has returned to Culture File Towers with a new nano drone in his bonnet. And this time it's the late arrival of our promised future utopia that preoccupies Owen Nolan in his latest slightly unreasonable point of view.
You don't have to be a technophobe or a technophile. There's room for techno-so-whats. If a technophobe is someone who fears technology and a technophile is someone who loves it, then perhaps a techno-so-what is someone who doesn't fear or love technology, but is largely indifferent to it, while wishing it would hurry up and get here. As the name of a Scottish band has it, we were promised jetpacks. If you're a techno-so-what, you also probably wonder why we appear to live in two worlds simultaneously. There's the world where change is coming fast, like a juggernaut down the information superhighway, as it was once described, and is the subject of much speculation and media attention. Much of it sounds exciting and challenging, all 5G and autonomous, yet reminds us that we don't yet have the promised jetpacks. Then there's the other world, bizarro world, that seems to be still only slowly adapting to the wonders of 20th century technology. Recently, this reporter read a listing of a large house for sale in Dublin 2 for nearly 3 million euro. When houses are priced over 2 million, the estate agents reach for the descriptions they keep in the top drawer with the medals and cufflinks. A rare and exciting opportunity to acquire a particularly elegant double-fronted family home, which is not presumably a home for a double-fronted family. Exceptional character, without question one of Dublin's most sought-after addresses, it went on, like a happy barrister after another successful compensation settlement. Come to think of it, it might have been his house. Finally, the description ran out of effervescence and rounded up the property features into 6 bullet points. No doubt these 6 bullet points are intended as a kind of executive summary of what you're getting for 3 million less change. If you're rich and want to buy a house in a hurry, you won't have time to read the long description. The bullet points are all you need to quickly scan while Smithers stands by with your checkbook and Mont Blanc. The 6 bullet points in the executive summary this time included ample car parking, landscaped rear garden, stylish interior, and then came my favourite, TV and telephone points. Deep joy. That's the asset that clinches the deal. To think that for less than 13 times the average price of a house in Ireland, you could get TV and telephone points. Oh yes, some digital natives or under 40s might ask, what's a telephone point? And of course anybody born this century might also ask, what's a TV point? In fact, when these are explained, they may even go on to ask, what's the point of a TV? But this is bizarro world, which coexists along with our other everyday world of web summits and tech investment and machine learning and 3 to 5 year maturity horizons. In this version of reality, we're still back there with wood panelled station wagons and mahogany TV sets in a sort of technology denying haze where we're still beguiled by talking over distances and seeing images from far away right here in our living room, never mind our pocket. Then again, a watch pot never boils, and maybe it's human nature not to notice as technology advances imperceptibly like the hands of an analogue clock, that our jetpacks have actually arrived. Perhaps they were delivered by the eternal footman with a snicker and fitted while we slept.
Remind me of the footman snicker. Is it T.S. Eliot, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I knew there was something there.
Just standing by the eternal footman. You don't like the word Snickers?
No, that always makes me think of Snickers now. That's what they've done. It used to be Marathon. There was no problem. When T.S. Eliot wrote that, Snickers was not a chocolate bar.
No.
What does it mean? What's going on there?
Well, I suppose the point I was trying to get to was, and this is you know, people say this quite a lot, that you know, you have the ability now on your phone to call a taxi immediately to here, you know, and it'll be outside and we go there, as opposed to, have you got a number for a taxi?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the address here again?
Yeah.
All of the stuff that we had to do a very short time ago. But actually what happens is, Jesus, it's been 6 minutes, you know? Well, are you nearby? You know, I've waited. No, I cancelled the last one. You know, like, we become immediately impatient with the miraculous.
Owen Nolan with a slightly unreasonable point of view there, and you can catch up with all the previous slightly unreasonable points of view on the Lyric site or via the Slightly Unreasonable playlist on Culturefile's SoundCloud.